good night. Morning, and just to hear what God is saying to you through this passage today. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. And then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. But then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and then began to walk, and then he went into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. And when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. So we'll start by looking at Peter and John. They still frequented the temple. It was still a place where they came together as people of God, followers of Christ, to meet. It says that in Acts 2, that they would meet together in the temple courts to have fellowship. Even though the temple in many ways was no longer significant in terms of the greatest sacrifice had been paid by Jesus, they still went to find fellowship, to worship, to be together, to have a court, I guess, a bit like our churches today. So they went to the temple. Whether they went there to preach, whether they went there to pray, whether they went to meet or worship, this passage doesn't say. But it is interesting that it does point out that it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Jewish people usually would pray 3 times a day. This was a tradition that had been grown over the generations, and there would be a 9 o'clock prayer. That was the first prayer. There'd be a midday prayer at 12 o'clock, which was the second prayer, and then the third prayer of the day, the evening prayer, was at 3 p.m. and these numbers are significant. In the Bible, it describes Jesus as being placed on the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then darkness shrouding the area of the world at midday at 12, and then at 3 o'clock it describes Jesus's last words and breath. So they are significant times, and I wonder if there was some significance about Peter and John going at 3 p.m. you know, after the death, into a place of resurrection time in the prayer life of the Jewish people. But it's something that you can ponder on for yourself. It's also worth noting that they were in twos. Peter and John were going together, and Jesus often sent out his disciples in twos. And it's worth thinking about that model. It's worth thinking about the way Jesus did things, and asking us ourselves, are we doing what Jesus was doing? And what was significant about what Jesus was doing, and how can we replicate it? And I think it is really significant that they went out in twos. In today's world, we're quite individualistic. We like to do things by ourselves. But in the kingdom of heaven, God calls us the body of Christ. We are his body. We are a family. We are connected, and we're joined together. And we're meant to serve and be together and do things together. And that grows our faith and helps us to learn and grow from each other. So if you're going out into the world on mission, or just in general day, or you're going to prayer walk or something else, think about, is there someone else you can invite? Is there someone else who you can take with you? Have a think about that. Now we're moving on to think about this man who's been crippled from birth. crippled from birth. And it says that he was being carried as they approached the gate, to the gate. And I imagine that he had a great Jewish family that went to pray at 3 o'clock, and they would carry him in and put him by the gate so that he could then beg. And bless this man, he was there by the gate, trying to make a living while the rest of his friends were going to pray. They were having that opportunity to spiritually encounter God, but he didn't really have that opportunity. He was limited because of his disability and was placed outside the gate. Now, the gate in the Bible is really significant. Jesus describes himself as the gateway. In John, the gateway by which his sheep will enter and be protected. It's also the place where people meet and talk. The gate is symbolically like a spiritual place from the outer world where you move into the spiritual world. And it's interesting that this all happens at this gate, and that this gate is called Beautiful. Now, interestingly, if you look at the word beautiful and the meaning, it's very linked to time. It's thought that the word beautiful in this means that it's beautifully ripe, that it's at the right time. You know, like when you pick a perfect apple or a perfect plum from a tree, it's perfectly ripe. It's reached that place of great beauty. Whereas my plums at the tree at the moment are green and hard and very small and would not be tasty. But this is describing the beauty of this gate. And I wonder if it's symbolic that it is discussed, this beauty of this gate and the time of day, and whether we should think about that as we reflect on this passage. Was God doing something spiritual here? And was this preordained or planned? It's hard for us to know, but what we do know is that God moved, and he moved powerfully. Now, Peter and John were called by him. And I think it's interesting that they got his attention, that he got their attention even. And then as they focused, and it says they both looked at him. And then Peter says in this really strong word, look at us. And the word look is like to draw attention, to behold, to really pay attention and stare at Peter. So he's calling this man. He's saying, I want all of your attention in this moment. And this man fixes his eyes on Peter, expectant. And in his heart, he's expectant for something. He's hoping for maybe some silver or gold or something that will give him a meal tonight. But that's not how it goes, is it? Peter and John are walking with the Holy Spirit. They have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, and they have seen what Jesus does. And they are called to be little Christs. That's what Christians mean, to be little Christ. And they stand there and they look at this man, and in their hearts, I imagine Holy Spirit saying, this is what Jesus would do. So Peter just miraculously declares, like, gold and silver I do not have, but in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. In the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus, get up and walk. He makes this amazing declaration, but it's not at this point that the man is healed. He then hands out his arm in faith to the man to help him up. And as the man takes his hand, that small act of faith from the man, he is lifted. And it says instantly in this moment, his ankle is restored and healed. And I think there's a beauty in the declaration, but also in the faith of the person who is praying and the faith of the person who's receiving that, to step out into the freedom that God has got as well. And I love that. And he's just so filled with joy and hope. And he can suddenly go in to the temple and worship with his friends. He does no longer needs to beg, and he can celebrate God and his goodness. And I think we need to be thinking with the eyes of God and heaven when we encounter people. Like, we need to be asking, Holy Spirit, what's going on here? What do you want to do in this person's life? Do you want to provide for them materially so they can have a meal tonight? Or are you going to transform their life in another way? And what I love about this passage is that Jesus said, I came to bring life and life to the fullness. And he restored this man, not just physically, but spiritually, his heart, his soul, his everything. He was suddenly enabled and equipped to live life and life to the full. That's really beautiful, isn't it? I love the way that God is meeting him on the threshold, where he's probably considered a bit unclean. Maybe people considered his parents to have done some sin for him to be crippled from birth. There's all sorts of stigma around disability, and that isn't a God and is not his heart. And I love the way that he redeems him. He didn't have to do anything but just trust in that moment. And God redeemed this man and his life. And what comes out of this amazing miracle is this opportunity, this catalyst to share the word of God. And often we see in the scriptures that that there is a miracle and then people listen. Like it's a miracle when the supernatural invades, people open their ears to listen to what God has to say and what God is doing in the situation. And it just gives Peter and John a platform. Now, they were trained up by Jesus, but he was a man who was crucified. They didn't really have a religious platform on which to speak, but this miracle gave them that platform. And it's a beautiful how God brings even more out of one person's healing. There's so much more fruit that is brought and people listen and more are added to their numbers, it says. So as we finish, let's think about how we feel. Do we feel like the crippled man? Do we feel unable to cross the spiritual threshold that something's holding us back? Do we want to see change, but we're unable to see the full possibilities God has for us? And if you're feeling a bit like that, go and get some prayer. Find someone who loves you and you trust to pray with you, or someone in the prayer ministry team. They would love to pray for you. And then also, do you resonate either with Peter and John? Are you feeling challenged by God to pay attention to what's happening, to see the people that are calling out, to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to declare the miraculous, to declare the kingdom of God in this world, in Sheffield and in people's lives? So as you leave today, ponder these things. And allow God to challenge you, move you slightly out of your comfort zone, but into greater freedom and greater life. Thank you.